Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now, scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Thank you so very much to all of you who have started and worked through the 90-day challenge. Claps, 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 and snaps. To all of you who have worked so hard to show up every single day to your bullet journal. We plan to recover mini journal for recovery and self-discovery. And I hope that you are starting to see some shifts, some changes, and just have some things illuminated at this point. The whole point is to show up every single day to learn more about yourself, to shift away from avoidance, okay? To shine a light on the things that you know are hindering you, okay? Some things that are holding you back. It's just about honesty. It's about transparency. It's about connection to self. Okay. This has nothing to do with checking boxes. This has nothing to do really with just goal setting. Okay. This is about getting to know you and discovering all of the many amazing facets and parts of who you are along the way. But first, we have to clear some clutter, right? We have to be honest about the clutter that needs to be cleared. So if you have been engaging every day in your mini journal, even if it's just to show up to say, like, this is how I felt today. This is how I feel about not really being able to initiate or where I stand on my willingness to make, you know, all of these changes that are necessary to maintain and sustain healthy habits and get to a place of automation, right? Like, you just come as you are. Come as you are. This is not about perfection at all. You just come as you are in the here and now to this safe space and journal every day, one day at a time. That's what this is about. All right. Let's throw both progress and perfection out the window at first as you are starting this journey, because it's a tough one. It's a tough one. Like, some of the things that y'all chose to really look at, the three things y'all chose to look at this first 90 days, they're challenging ones. I've seen some of them. Some of them are a little overly ambitious, to be honest. Remember, we are looking to be, you know, to find something that is enlightening and tells us something about ourselves, but something that we can actually achieve and eventually automate. So we're trying to keep it simple. Remember the EASY acronym. Remember that episode. If you have not listened to or missed the EASY acronym, episode. We are going to link to that in the show notes. Remember that. And remember the episode we just had about page 3 and the Let's Get Moving. Okay, we're going to link to that too. Let's Get Moving. I want you to remember that this is supposed to be very simple. So simple that you can't not do it. Okay? And you've got these amazing AM activities, tasks, routines, habits, behaviors, whatever that you have put in place to support these three things. And every day you're looking at that to-do list to be like, what did I do today to really support the shifts and changes that I am looking for in this 90 days? All right? I know that you have been showing up that way because you're important. You deserve this. Okay? And I know that I have a lot of listeners out there that have very little tolerance for positive feedback, okay? I'm sorry, you're going to get it anyway. We're building that tolerance. We are building that tolerance for healthy, honest, vulnerable feedback. And this is about showing up consistently as often as possible, right, in these early stages for self, because you are important. And I got to say, for a lot of people, just getting started like that, depending on their negative core beliefs, childhood traumas, lived experiences, like this is not, okay, easy. This is not for the faint of heart. This is hard work. All journeys are. They are hard work, and it takes being intentional, deliberate, and consistent. That's really what we're inviting you to be deliberate, intentional, and consistent. It's not about the performance, okay? It's not about how you showed up. It's that you did. And that's where we are in this first 90 days. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about what you are noticing and what you discovered in the first 30 days of a 90-day journey, okay? So for you people who have started, you know, with us in this 90-day challenge, you've come to the end of your first 30 days, and this is a really tough spot to be in, depending on what you've chosen. And if you have chosen one of those really challenging things like disconnecting from a specific chemical that might be wreaking havoc in your life. So maybe you've disconnected from tobacco or alcohol or marijuana. Maybe you have, you know, really been transparent and honest and said like, okay, if I don't disconnect from these things, I'm really not going to be able to look at aspects of health in other areas, right? But these are things that when you're about 30 days in, you're on the struggle bus, and that is okay because that's exactly where you should be. And I just want to meet you there, exactly where you should be in the first 30 days of disconnecting to from an unwanted like chemical or behavior, right? So if you said, I really want to change the way that I show up with food, maybe you've started some type of healthy intermittent fasting program that's supported by your doctor that you're working with. These things are tough. You know, changing these very ingrained patterns, okay, it's tough. And you're going to have a lot of feelings of resistance, grief, loss. You're going to start wanting to minimize. You're going to start questioning, how important was this really to me? All of those things, all of the minimization, the rationalization, the defenses, all of that's going to come out to play. And that's all right. We are asking you to show up just like that. Bring all of those defense mechanisms. Bring all of that resistance. Bring all of that insecurity. Bring all that fear. Bring all of that anxiety and write it down. Talk about it. Be honest about it. Be vulnerable about it. You know, in community is ideal. And definitely write it down on these pages. This is a time where you have completed your first 30 days and it says, congratulations on your first 30 days. Congratulations. No matter how you showed up. That is an accomplishment that is worth celebrating and congratulating yourself for. If you just open the pages every day and wrote, gosh, I couldn't do it today. And you wrote what the struggle was and you worked hard just to find the victory, right? So you are engaging, you are showing up, you are making progress. There is work that is happening. There are seeds that are being planted.
Okay.
Remember, this isn't about even progress at this point. It's about showing up honestly and vulnerably. That is progress. It takes a while to see that, but that's what this journal is allowing you to work towards, is to a place where you can identify the struggles, even be grateful for them, give yourself grace in the midst of it. You know, we can really work on this perfectionism, right? You can really look at your moods. You can look at your interactions. You can look at your interpersonal relationship to self every single day. And as you were doing that, you are discovering something. And at this point in this section of the journal, I'm asking you to look back. I'm asking you to pause. I'm asking you to hover over the last 30 days. Go back and take a look. Take a look at the journey. Look at, like, what were the themes? What were the consistencies? What were the things that continued to show up? You know, look at those struggles. Look at those victories. Look at the notes. Look at your words of encouragement and self-compassion to yourself. Take a look, find the themes. And as you start to look at the themes, you will start to recognize something about yourself. And I would like for you to meet yourself there in that place, in this present moment, and write what you have discovered. What have you discovered about self? What have you discovered that's going to give you motivation to move forward into the next 30 days?
Okay.
The next day, the next week, the next month. That's so important because this is the time to pause, to make tweaks, okay, to make some changes, to look at that AM routine and see what changes can be made, to look at that PM routine. Gosh, maybe that could go in the AM, maybe not in the PM. Really look. Inventory and analyze. This is the time to pause, tweak, pivot, and move forward. Treat this like an experiment that is life-giving, and at the end of it, has no negative consequences. Okay? This is beautiful. It's a beautiful experiment of life that is teaching you every single day a little bit more about yourself. And, you know, building those trust bonds that we talk about that are so important, just showing up for yourself, reminding yourself that you can be consistent, you can prioritize your own needs. And I'm hoping that at this point you're finding that you do have needs. I'm hoping that you realize that they're important. I'm hoping you realize that you can make tweaks to meet most of those needs, right? So this is a time to do that, to pause, to hover, to give grace, to celebrate, to pivot, to tweak, to change, okay, to reflect, and go ahead and start developing a plan for the next 30 days. And don't forget to give yourself a hug, a pat on the back, okay? Do something nice for yourself today, because if you have showed up every single day to this journal, then it's changing your life. It is planting seeds of change for the better. And I just want you to honor that. And I want you to celebrate that. And I'm really, really, really excited to hear from all of you about what have you learned? What have you noticed? And I can't say, like, if you're noticing something about yourself, that's a lot of progress. Most of us don't notice ourselves. Most of us struggle to even live less in the moment, but even in our own bodies. If you are pausing to notice and to reflect, pivot, then we're already making positive change. Okay? So let's not be all or nothing about this. Let's not be black and white in the thinking. Let's notice the subtle and beautiful shades of gray as you move through this. Okay? Offering self-love and compassion and gratitude for all of the victories that you have had in the last 30 days. All right. Now take that, remember your why, and move forward with momentum into this next stage. I'm so proud of you, and I really, really want to hear what you've learned. So go to, make sure you're following us on Instagram if you're not doing that. You know, give us a direct message. Let us know what you're learning. What did you discover in your first 30 days of engaging with the Plan to Recover Journal? Or go on Amazon, give us a review. Let us know what you learned. Let us know how you're doing on the challenge, what you like, what you don't like. You know, it's all important. It's all valuable. So let us know, and we want to engage with you on a deeper level. So thank you so much for showing up, and congratulations on your first 30 days. Yay! See you next week. Bye.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.